This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. India termed the statement by NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte regarding a purported phone conversation between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin as factually incorrect and entirely baseless. Responding to a query on the NATO Secretary General's statement during a media briefing in New Delhi, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said no such conversation has taken place. He added that India expects the leadership of an important institution like NATO to exercise greater responsibility and accuracy in its public statements. On the issue of deportations from the United States, Mr. Jaiswal said that a total of 2,417 Indian nationals were repatriated between 20th January and 25th September this year. He further informed that around 27 Indian nationals are currently serving in the Russian army. Mr. Jaiswal strongly urged all Indian nationals to stay away from offers to serve in the Russian army, warning that such offers are fraught with danger and pose a serious risk to life. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that his government has launched several schemes and programs with women at the center, which have benefited every section of society. Speaking through video conference from New Delhi on the occasion of the launch of the Mukhyamantri Mahila Rozgar Yojana for Bihar, the Prime Minister said the double-engine government at the center and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar's government in Bihar is working together for women's welfare.
नवरात्रि के इस पावन पर्व में आप सबके आशीर्वाद हम सबके लिए एक बहुत बड़ी शक्ति है। मैं आज आपका हृदय से आभार व्यक्त करता हूं और आज से मुख्यमंत्री महिला रोजगार योजना शुरू की जा रही है। इस योजना से अब तक 75 लाख बहनें जुड़ चुकी हैं। अभी एक साथ इन सभी 75 लाख बहनों के बैंक अकाउंट में 10,000 रुपए भेजे गए हैं।
The Prime Minister said the foundation for this was laid 11 years ago through the Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana, which enabled the opening of millions of bank accounts for women. Through video conference, the Prime Minister also interacted with the beneficiaries of the Mukhyamantri Mahila Rozgar Yojana from Purnia, Gaya, West Champaran and Bhojpur districts of Bihar. After 6 decades of service to the nation, the Indian Air Force's legendary fighter aircraft MiG-21 was given a final farewell today. The farewell ceremony was held at Chandigarh Air Base in the presence of Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan, Air Force Chief Air Marshal A.P. Singh and other dignitaries. Speaking on the occasion, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh lauded the role of MiG-21 in the Indo-Pakistan War of 1971, saying that there have been many such occasions when the MiG-21 proved its decisive capacity.
For a long time, MiG-21 has been a witness to numerous heroic deeds. Its contribution has not been limited to a single event or a single war. From the War of 1971 to the Kargil conflict, or from the Balakot airstrike to Operation Sindoor, there has not been a moment when the MiG-21 has not provided tremendous strength to our armed forces.
India has once again highlighted its zero-tolerance approach to terrorism and emphasized the need for the world to come together in the fight against the menace in all its manifestations. The message was put across by C.V. George, Secretary West at the Minister of External Affairs, while delivering India's national statement at the 6th ministerial meeting of the Group of Friends of Victims of Terrorism in New York today. Established in June 2019, the Group of Friends of Victims of Terrorism is a group of United Nations member states and observers formed to promote a comprehensive approach to the promotion and protection of the human rights of victims of terrorism. Over 15 college students were injured in an accident and admitted to hospitals in Perambalur. The accident occurred on the Tiruchi-Chennai National Highway due to a brake failure in the college bus. The bus collided with multiple vehicles, injuring several passengers. In Asia Cup cricket, Pakistan has set up the title clash with India, defeating Bangladesh by 11 runs in the Super Force clash in Dubai last night. The summit clash will take place on Sunday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.